All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. It's morning. Well, morning for me. It's actually almost 12 in the afternoon, but hey, I'm here and I'm streaming, and I promise I'm gonna give you this a turn up. So let's go ahead and get started. I guess it's this one. Man, I feel like a bit of an idiot. I should have texted her before showing up. But anyway, now I'm already here. I guess we should just dive into Aeternum, focus on the mission, and forget about it. After all, nothing beats playing Aeternum on a rainy day. Alright, I'm ready. Damn, that was fast. Again, sorry for blanking on today. I completely forgot. I'll prepare a super fun event next time, I promise. And also again, don't worry, Nova. I'm happy just hanging out with you. No need to prepare anything. Now let's snag that gem from Kyoto and take it home, shall we? Yeah. I'll let you change into the E-suit, too. I don't mind if you look, don't worry. Wouldn't be the first time. No way. Okay, as you wish. You know that I take a closer look. I'm digging this new hairstyle of yours. What, this? It's just a quick fix because it's practical and I was short on time. Oh, really? You didn't even have to straighten your hair? Not really, it depends on the day. Sometimes it's more straight on its own. Is that how it works? Really, it just took me 3 minutes. But anyway, you ready? Yup. Cool. Should we grab something to eat before jumping into the game? I don't know how long we're going to be playing. I guess it depends on how fast we can find Kyote's base. I don't know. I already had breakfast. Let's just go with the flow. I'm fine with that. Just chilling, you know? This is nothing special. We didn't even remember our plans until a few minutes ago, so what's the big deal, right? Well, I kinda did. No biggie, just a laid-back Saturday. You can't really have any high expectations for a normal Saturday, am I right? Just a regular, uneventful Saturday. I didn't come with any high expectations. Anyway, aren't you getting bored? Let's play already. I'm so bored, aren't you? Let's play and then we can decide if we should casually grab something from the fridge, depending on the time. You know, the kind of things we all do on a normal Saturday. Just burning some time. There you are! I thought you'd be in your room, not the guest one. Mom, I told you to knock on my door! And can you not slam the doors like that? It's so good to see you again, Grim. Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. I had no idea you were home. I'm sorry, I would have said hello if I'd known. Ah, don't worry about that, sweetie. I just came to bring you some cappuccinos. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thanks, Mom. Can you give us some privacy now? I'm so glad you're finally here. Nova was practically chewing her nails off all week thinking about today. No, that's not true! Is that so? And here I thought it was just a regular Saturday for her. She was crushed when they canceled those pirate cartoons you were gonna watch together. Yesterday she spent the whole day whining and brainstorming plans for today. That's because I really wanted to see that episode, so it was a bummer! She even attempted to bake a special dessert herself! Unfortunately, we had to bid it farewell because she kinda set it on fire. And the kitchen too, again. I only bake once in a while, and it's not my fault the oven doesn't make any noise when the timer's up. So is there anything else Nova had planned for today? She tried to draw one of those Japanese comics of hers for you, but she wasn't happy with how it turned out, so she tossed it away. I'll try it again another day. Then I suggested a cartoon marathon, but she wasn't sold on that either. Grim wouldn't have liked that. He's too cool to spend a whole day watching anime with me. Oh, and did you see the new hairstyle she whipped up for you? She spent a good 3 hours this morning trying to straighten her hair and comb it just right. I even had to give her a hand. Oh, really? She told me it only took her 3 minutes. It was just a quick, casual style. Oh, you women lie. Lie. Well, yeah, it might have taken a bit more than 3 minutes now that I think about it. I thought you were referring to my scrunchie, actually. I'm so glad to have you with us, Grim. It's such a relief to see Nova with a thoughtful and handsome boy instead of alone with her computer. Seeing her with a big crush takes me back to my younger days. Okay, that's enough for today. Thank you for the coffees, Mom. See you later. Your dad and I are heading out now, but if you two are planning to get cozy, remember to... Oh my god, shut up! Okay, bye! Bye, guys. Enjoy your Eternum session. Thank you, Mrs. Johnson. Nova slides around the corner of her wardrobe while you casually take a seat on her bed, smirking without saying a word. Sorry about that. My mom can be a pain sometimes. And she has such an imagination on her mind. God! I knew that hairstyle didn't take you only 3 minutes. I did it for myself, seriously, so it's okay if you don't like it. I won't feel bad. What are you talking about? Seriously, I won't feel bad. It's better if you don't say anything. But I'm trying to work on my self-esteem and anxiety, so I don't need so much validation from others anymore. A simple nod when you notice is more than enough. New hairstyle, Nova. Huh, cool. Alright, got it. I did catch your new hairstyle today, yeah. Yeah, I was going for something that looked kind of piratey. I can see that. Yep. So, should we log in now? Nancy must be waiting for us already. Yep. Any last comments before getting down to business? Not really, no. I mean, you can say something about my hairstyle if you want to. Yeah, I already saw it. It's new. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay, forget everything I said. I need compliments or I'm gonna starve and die. I love it. You look so cute. Thanks. You're something else. I'm serious, though. You look really lovely with this hairstyle. Oh, and want another one? Those pants you had on earlier, your tummy looked extra sexy with them. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let me guess. You thought I'd come in here with sky-high expectations, but when the episode got delayed, you totally freaked out thinking I'd get bored and start disliking you. Is that why you've been acting all weird since I arrived? Something like that. You're such a goofball. It's literally impossible to get bored around you. You managed to turn the most mundane stuff into a wild whirlpool, and I love it. Thank you. And now that that's been said, can we switch back to being normal now? Yes, we can. Sweet. Now buckle up, because I'm taking the reins on our date agenda today. No veto power for you today. Okay. I knew she'd like me to call it a date. First up, we're driving into Eternum to snag that Gem of Doom from El Quixote. Then we'll take a break, and I'll swing by Mario's Pizza to grab a couple of calzones. We'll chow down together, and after that it's decision time. Anime, video games, or another round of Eternum on a random server. Just the two of us, you call the shots. Sounds good? Sounds awesome. Nice! So, Miss Delilah Warren, ready to get our third Gem of Doom? Heck yeah!
Fist bump!
Ready to destroy El Quixote and the rest of his crew?
Yeah!
Ready to conquer Eternum?
Yeah!
Let's go!
A few hours later.
Alright, here we go.
Ugh. This seasickness is killing me. How much longer are we gonna be stuck drifting in this never-ending ocean?
Grim, check out the sea! We finally got a break from those relentless waves! The ocean's as calm as a kiddie pool right now.
Yay! Can we spot any islands yet? I'm dying to finally set foot on solid ground.
Not yet, but Nancy said we're already headed back to Tortuga.
Tortuga?
The island where we started. The one with the exit portal, that tavern, and all those pirates. Oh yeah, it's been so long, that I'd almost forgotten. I mean, how long have we been going in circles?
Since we left Tortuga, I'd say about 6 hours or so.
Only? It felt like I spent an eternity surrounded by nothing but water.
For being the strongest among us, you sure can't handle a little water, Grim.
Because I can't control it. Getting dizzy isn't about strength or skill. Still, I can't help but feel a bit disappointed. Well, now that the waves have chilled, I'm feeling better.
Ah, did I say better? I meant much better.
Oh, actually scratch that. I'm feeling top notch already.
Oh,
see, I can recover super fast. It's all about discipline. I'm ready to kick some asses again. Ah, yes, that's the resilient and mighty warrior I know. But of course, I know what you did there, by the way.
but it successfully got me all pumped up again, so I won't complain. So we scoured all the supposed trading routes of El Quixote's ships, checked every rumored hiding spot, and still came up empty-handed. Do you think he managed to slip away from us again? He's got to be around. The WRE turned the world upside down, land, air, and sea, and this server is the last hiding spot he has left. He's just lurking somewhere with his gem like a card. Oh, we'll track him down, no doubt. Just that it might take a bit longer than we thought. From what I saw on the Wild West server, he's got a good network of informants, but he's not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed. He'll slip up eventually. But anyway, what can save the El Quixote? Excuse me. We can save the El Quixote hunt for tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm absolutely famished right now. Me too. The captain mentioned earlier that if the winds play nice, we should be back in Tortuga in less than 20 minutes. Ah, sweet! I promised someone pizza for lunch, and I can't risk her being mad at me. A calzone is not a pizza. It's like a pizza, but it's not a pizza. I mean, we're already behind schedule, so it'll really be dinner, but still. You do well to fear me. I can be scarier than Dahlia when I am hungry. No time to waste, then. Maximo!
Yes, my Empress.
Can you go to the lower decks and inform the crew that we're going back to Tortuga? Tell them to orient the sails towards northeast to optimize speed and ensure the staysails are efficiently deployed. Full speed ahead.
Right away, your highness.
Oh, damn, you're turning to an expert sailor now, too. Obviously. I must master all domains where the WRE can make an impact. I devour a book or two every week about different disciplines to stay ahead. This week's pick was Sailing to the Golden Era. Sometimes I wonder where you find the time. I feel like I'm busier than ever, and next you, it looks like I don't do shit. You've got your full-time job, you take care of Dahlia, Penny, Annie, and me, and you still have time to run an empire with a military network spying on half the servers in Aeternum. How do you even manage that? Mastering the art of time management, that's the key. I could school you on it someday. Yeah, I could use some of that. I appreciate it. But all right, let's leave that for another time. We got more fun things to do and more work to tackle. All right. Gentlemen, sails up! Where is everyone at? I thought I asked Maximo to round up the crew on deck, didn't I? Well, now that you mention it, I haven't seen a single sailor up here in a while. Maybe they're all taking a nap. You think so? That'd be extremely lazy, even for these guys. And you know what's even weirder? There's no noise at all. Just the ship rocking with the waves and a distant seagull calls. I know you're there. I can sense your presence. Huh? Open the door and step out. You hear a deliberate, ominous laugh coming from behind the closed doors. Well, well, well. Looks like your reputation is well deserved, the Grim Lord. Or should I just call you Grim? Boo. Maximo! Who's this guy? Do you know him? I do know him. His name's Boo. He's the guy from the Frontier Trail server that I met with Dahlia. The one who spilled about El Quixote's hideouts. But what the hell, Boone? You told me you left his gang. You see, a man you dueled and dropped in Blackridge? He was just a decoy. What if my guys? What? Boone tosses his banana. Not his banana. His bandana to the ground, stepping on it furiously. I am El Quixote. I kind of figured that. What? You son of a bitch! Fuck, I knew something was off about El Quixote I encountered in Blackridge. He seemed too weak to own a Gem of Doom, let alone avoid Thanatos' pursuit for too long. I can't believe I let him fool me. But this doesn't make any sense. Why did you tell us your own hiding spots? Why not just come after me directly? Because I needed you here, in the new world. I need your help, Grim, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. My help? Although, gotta say, it took you a frickin' eternity to get here. And now time's running out. So be a good sport and pay attention, will ya? Oh, and before you even think about calling for backup, your crew's done for. Dead. Kaput. Motherfucker. Now, no need to have a potty mouth. Swearing like a sailor on this ship. Just behave and your dear friend here won't meet his maker. I will gladly give my life for the WRE and the Empress. Don't heed the demands of this terrorist general. Inspiring loyalty. What will you do, General? What will you do? What will we do? Shit, I didn't know we were gonna make a choice. I wonder what he wants. Let Maximo go first. I won't entertain any of your demands until you release him. Oh, look at that, Maximo. Isn't it endearing how he cares about his crew? That's something I can respect, yes. Very well. Consider this a token of goodwill. El Quixote releases Maximo, who slumps to the floor from the pressure applied to his neck and crawls away, gasping for breath. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I guess now that we're finally in a more intimate setting, it's time to have a quick yet fruitful conversation. First things first, I've got one condition. Wow. Oh my god! That was fast! You nearly vanished into thin air there! Dead? He dead? Is he dead? Yes! Yes! You didn't even hesitate! I could sense your determination from the day I saw you. What in the world is that? Another decoy. Looks like our friend El Quixote here prefers pulling strings from the shadows, am I right? I've always favored staying hidden over exposing myself. If it wasn't for this little habit of mine, I'd probably lost my Gem of Doom a long time ago. Okay then, spill it. What do you want from me? The two Gems of Doom we have? Incorrect. Actually, I'm willing to hand over the one I've got. As much as I take pride in my deceptive skills, I'm aware I can't compete in this race at the same level as the others. So I thought of taking a little advantage of the situation. Why me? Well, out of the strongest contenders out there, you seem to be the most reasonable one. At least more so than Thanatos. And what do you want in exchange? The Heart of the Abyss. A treasure that resides on the Island of the Lost Souls. But here's the tricky part. It only surfaces once a year during the 11th lunar cycle, which conveniently ends today. I would have preferred to give you more leeway, but you took your sweet time coming to see me. A treasure in exchange for your Gem of Doom? And why didn't you go get it yourself? The Island of Lost Souls is more than 100 miles away from the nearest exit portal, heavily guarded by mortal danger. And as I said, one of my strengths is recognizing both my abilities and shortcomings. I knew I'd never make it through the journey. But you can pull it off. Bring me the Heart of the Abyss and my Gem of Doom will be yours. And how do I know where to find this island? Go back to Tortuga and seek out Gypsy Goldtooth at the tavern. He will tell you how to find the island and provide you with a map. You've got exactly 16 hours left. As soon as the sun rises tomorrow, the Island of Lost Souls will vanish along with the Heart of the Abyss. And of course, my Gem of Doom will remain forever out of your reach. Ha ha, you know how sneaky I could be, don't you? 16 hours, Grim! The clock is ticking! El Quixote falls silent as you feel how life abandons his avatar.
You let El Quixote's decoy crumple lifeless and turn towards the girls after regaining your normal appearance.
Well...
Ooh, pardon me, guys. Looks like that cunning bastard was one step ahead of us the entire time.
You can say that again. We might have underestimated him.
Oh, we definitely did.
Primarily because I mistook El Quixote for that foolish guy I dueled in Blackreach. But this one? Oh yeah, it all makes more sense now. This is a worthy opponent. And what's the plan now?
What do you mean? Isn't it obvious?
I'm not one to shy away from a challenge when it's presented to me. We're going to track down that treasure and use it to trade for our third Gem of Doom. Hell yes! Yeah!
Thank you for saving my life, General!
Oh, it was nothing, Maximo. I couldn't let you bite the dust that easily, not after all you've done for us. I pledge to dedicate my entire life to the WRE, Empress Nancy, and to you, my General. I expect no less from someone of your caliber.
Maximo really takes roleplaying to a whole new level. Some players truly immerse themselves in a tournament, even though they're completely unaware of the reality beneath it all.
I request permission to name my child due in 2 months in the real world, Grimm the Great!
Maybe even immerse a little too much.
That won't be necessary, Maximo. I insist, General, please. Perhaps you should discuss that with your wife first. She's named our other two lovely children already. Now it's my turn. Okay then. But just Grimm is fine. No need for the Great. Excellent idea, General. We shall name him Grimm. I'll go take control of the rudder to ensure a safe return to Tortuga now. Permission to proceed? Yeah, of course. You're dismissed. Thank you.
He's certainly committed to his role, eh?
Definitely. No one could say otherwise.
Can we go back to Tortuga with just the four of us?
We can. The sails are set, the sea's calm, and we've already got our course dialed in. Tortuga should be on the horizon in less than 5 minutes. Excellent! El Quixote mentioned that the Island of Lost Souls is around 100 nautical miles away. How long do you figure it'll take us to cover that distance?
Well, considering this ship can hit speeds of 14 or 15 knots, I'd say about 7 or 8 hours. Maybe a bit longer if we run into some setbacks along the way.
That's good enough. But we'll need to recruit a fresh crew. At least 3 more members, especially since Maximo is leaving once we reach Tortuga.
I see.
All right. Here's the new plan. We head back to Tortuga, split up across town, and drop a few signs announcing our need for emergency sailors. Big reward, of course. After that, we log off, grab a quick bite, toilet, and then dive back in. 15 minutes max. We gather our new sailors, set off on this new adventure, and we bag that treasure before tomorrow's sunrise. Sounds good?
Oh, so we have to log back in that quickly?
Of course, this is a big opportunity. We can't afford to let it slip away. Every gem gets us closer to our ultimate goal.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you're right.
You okay, Nova? Is anything wrong?
No, of course not.
All right, let's head back to Tortuga ASAP then. Full speed ahead. That's the spirit.
Here we go. It's weird. For some reason, I got all fired up when El Quixote proved to be a real challenge. Am I getting addicted to adrenaline or what? Well, in any case, living a real pirate adventure sounds so damn exciting. Man, I haven't been this pumped in a while. Gem of Doom would be, come on, everybody, full speed. Ouch!
What's that for? What did I do now?
How can you be so dense?
What?
Didn't you notice how crushed Nova looked when you dropped the new plan bomb?
Did she?
Didn't you guys already have plans?
I mean, yeah, we did, but we can't pass up on this. The third Gem of Doom is right there for us to take.
It's not about changing plans. It's about the way you said it. You made it seem like you didn't give a damn.
What? That's not true. Did I really come off that way?
Shit, I'm bummed about delaying our anime binge and date too, but maybe Nancy has a point.
I could have been more considerate in breaking the news, especially knowing how much Nova had been looking forward to today. Okay, now I feel bad. With good reason. Maybe we don't have to rush so much. Would it be all right if we take a bit more time before logging back in? I'd really like to have a leisurely lunch with Nova and maybe catch an episode or two of something. Now that's better. See how it's not that hard? Nova's a sensitive soul. You've got to be mindful of that. I guess you're right. I'm sure she'll love that readjustment of LeBlanc. And to answer your question, yes, we've got plenty of time, so no worries. How about we reconvene in, let's say, 3 hours back in Tortuga? Perfect. Just make sure you both savor a good meal. After this little break, we won't be able to log off until we lay our hands on that treasure. Gotcha. We will. Thanks, Nancy. You can thank me later. Now go on. You can continue yelling at the ocean until we arrive. Thanks. I appreciate it.
A few minutes later.
Ah, Tortuga. The mecca of piracy. Booze, gambling, disreputable women, and shady grog houses with poor sanitation. The perfect haven for any despicable pirate chasing some fortune. Too bad we don't have time to enjoy this picturesque place. Or maybe, luckily, for better or worse, we've got to keep moving. I should go to the tavern and ask for Gypsy Goldtooth, was it? Without the map, we're not going anywhere. The Last Resort Tavern and Shop. It should be here. I hope I can locate him quickly. Nancy and Nova will likely have all the crew members recruited in no time. Let's do this.
You confidently step into the quaint, crowded tavern, enveloped in the comforting scent of aged wood, liquor, and lingering smoke.
Ah, not bad. This place has a cozier vibe than I thought it would. Damn. Are those the bones of a real mermaid? It's pretty cool. Wonder what other weird stuff lurks in that ocean.
Can I help you?
Hmm? Oh, hi there. You the one running this joint?
For the next couple of hours or so until I clock out.
Yes, I am.
What do you need?
You see, I'm on the lookout for some new crew members for a quick but crucial trip overseas. Is there anyone here interested in a gig like that?
Big reward.
Ah! Big reward, you said. Who isn't looking for a job like that around here? Almost everyone in the server is chasing that paper, boy. If you've got the coin, you'll find folks here ready to jump on your ship. Excellent, then. Mind spreading the word around? I'm gonna be back in about 3 hours. Sure thing, I'll let these bastards know. Ah! It actually would be doing me a solid if you could take some of the ones who are broke as a joke.
I bet.
You'll probably have a crew of the less fortunate ready to roll by the time you're back.
Sounds good to me.
So, anything else? Yeah, actually, I'm looking for Gypsy Goldtooth. I heard he hangs around here. Any idea where I can find him? Oh, sure, he's got the place next to the tavern rented. I can send someone to let him know you're looking for him. That'd be perfect. Thank you for all your help. Although, what's the deal with him? If you're planning to kick up a fuss, do it outside my tavern. No worries, nothing like that. He's just got a map I need. A map to where exactly?
The island of Lost Souls.
Ha 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 ha! What's so funny?
Is that why you're recruiting crew members to sail to the island of the Lost Souls?
That might thin out the applicant pool, you know.
What? Why?
It isn't called the Island of Lost Souls because it's full of golden retrievers and hammocks for sunbathing, boy. I've seen countless ships head there for the heart of the abyss, and not a single one has ever come back. Sailing there is basically a one-way ticket to the afterlife. Well, none of them were me. Ha 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 ha! I like your spirit. I'll raise a glass to your health when the ocean spits out the remains of your ship on Tortuga's shores. Thanks for the motivation. Anyway, grab a seat. Goldtooth will be here in a minute. Thanks. Jeez, you made it sound like it's a death sentence. Now it's starting to make sense why El Quixote is willing to trade this heart of the abyss for a gem of doom.
that remains, the remains of our ship on Tortuga's shore. This guy doesn't know who he's talking to. I'm telling you, that server is in complete chaos. Hmm? I've even heard Ulysses might tighten access soon. Andromeda, is it really that bad? Yeah, my wife's friend and her entire family got murdered in Zyrian 3 the other day when the Horde attacked a combat-free zone. Those aliens are going way out of control. The Xenomorphs are like a plague. They're spreading like a virus, wiping out everything in their path. I heard a rumor that the Chinese cooked them up to mess with Ulysses' monopoly. Of course they did! And yet ain't nobody doing a damn thing to stop it. They say Commander Hassler is on a mission to wipe them out. He took over as the new leader of the Galactic Union, and the word is that they've already taken down thousands of those disgusting creatures. Yeah, I'd steer clear of him, though. His methods are questionable. Rumor has it he shoots anyone suspected of being infected everywhere he goes, like a full-on witch hunt. A plague in Andromeda? Maybe it's best to steer clear of that server for now. Huh, and that's not even the worst of it. Have you heard about the rogue NPCs in Ekabar? They're straight up murdering real players. And I'm not talking about monsters, I mean regular farmers and villagers. Man, Turnham's really going to shit. All these fucking kids are ruining it. It's those damn hackers, I tell you. Fucking up everything with their boosted weapons. Nobody gives a shit about roleplaying anymore. It's all about who's packing the biggest damn gun. Make your Turnham great again! We need a new CEO. The founder's an old fart who doesn't even know or care about what's going down in his own game. Yeah, you're right. We need someone else to get the Gems of Doom pronto and kick that dude out of his fancy golden chair. But Thanatos is dragging his feet. How many gems does he have again? 4 or 5? Oh, and what about that new guy working with the WRE? People are saying he's a real powerhouse. Oh yeah, I've heard about it. People say he has 2 or 3 gems of doom. But ain't he just a kid? I don't know, kid or not, he's got some balls. There's a rumor he knocked down Jasticus the Decapitator in the Rotunda with just 1 hit. Yep, that was me. And they also say he swiped Wagner's gem before Thanatos rolled in and wiped the entire server out. He didn't even see it coming. And wasn't he the one who won this year's Tri-Wizard Tournament at Warthogs?
You bet I did.
Think he's got a shot against Thanatos? Well, folks who've seen him scrap swear he moves like a damn shadow and hits like a bullet to the gut.
Heh, you got that right, old man.
There's not much info about who he really is, not even his name, but people call him the Zigzagopolis.
What?
I'm pretty sure people call him
the Grim Lord.
Oh yeah, now that you mention it, that's the name I heard. My bad, got it mixed up with the show that my grandson watches.
Do you know the Grim Lord, kid? Seemed pretty worked up about him.
Well, I've heard the stories too. You could say I'm a fan. People say he's near invincible. That he could take down Thanatos if they ever faced off again.
Again? They've already fought?
They have, actually. Thanatos snagged the win, but it was back when he was still a greenhorn. He won't go down like that again. Or, yeah, so they say. Anyway, I better go outside now. I need to find Gypsy Goldtooth. Sorry to bother you, gentlemen.
Ugh, can't stand that guy.
Goldtooth? Yeah, watch yourself with him. He's gonna peddle a load of crap. And only like 1 in 10 items actually works. So you gotta either be real damn lucky or real smart. Yeah, I've run into sellers like him before. I once... Hold on. How often does he show up around here? Not much. I think he's got other joints and other servers.
Oh no.
Sometimes his assistant swings by too.
Oh no.
What? Please, for the love of everything, tell me Gypsy Goldtooth isn't a tan 5'1" Asian with poor English.
Oh no!
Oh! Welcome back, bestest friend Grim!
I must be dreaming.
No wet dream here, only best prices! Only best quality! In case you know, this best shop in all new world!
No, no! All eternum! Cha-ching, best-bling, ka-chow!
Over 40 million simultaneous online users in a limitless world, and yet it's the fourth time we've accidentally bumped into each other in some random spot! How convenient, huh?
What can me say, faintly best client grim to most esteemed seller in eternum? I am destiny!
Of course. Oh, I see someone visiting Barber and hitting Big Boy Jim since last time I gave you best sale. My, my, my!
Thank you, in case that was a compliment.
Oh, it's Grim! Good to see you back!
Oh, hey, Wenlin. Almost didn't recognize you without your little fairy book. Still tagging along with this crazy old man, huh?
Absolutely! Gotta stick to the sensei's path, no riches for those who slack.
Hey, there you are! Those enlargement pills you sold me enlarged the wrong thing, Chop Chop! I want a refund!
Uh-oh! Little weenie man is back! Cannot have him scare best client Grim!
Oh, do you want me to handle it?
No, no, your tongue is not sharp enough yet, young niece Wendlin. I lay down law with Tiny Meat Man. You go with best client Grim to balcony and start business. I'll be back in minute.
Gotcha.
Oh, best client Pete, welcome back. You know you are number one client of Chop Chop.
Cut the crap.
Please come with me, Grim.
Gypsy Goldtooth, really?
Indeed. He goes by different names depending on where we're selling our products. And the New World server, he's Gypsy Goldtooth, and Mayo, he's Banzai Shira, and Andromeda, he's Quantum Quasar Star-Lord.
Oh god, thanks for the warning. I'll try to remember those names.
Please, follow me. Let's get down to business.
Well, alright. I guess I have 5 minutes, but not more than that. Lead the way.
You trail behind Wenlin as she leads the way to the balcony on the second floor of the bustling tavern.
Give me a sec. I'll go get the merchandise ready. Seriously, though, there's no need. I got a shopping list as short as my attention span.
Okay, ready? What's on your shopping list today?
Just one thing. You see, I need to reach the Island of the Lost Soul.
Rum barrels! 50% off just today!
Really, I just...
We've also got Mimic Chest sunscreen that turns you invisible and fire swords that are all sizzle and no burn.
I don't... Is that why your palm is all red?
I'm back! You'll miss me as much as I miss you! Ah, trick question impossible. No one missed Grim as much as Chop Chop missed Grim.
Oh no, what's all that shit you're carrying?
Now listen me here! I have bestest products especially for you, top customer! You'll find nothing like this anywhere else!
Okay guys, I appreciate the enthusiasm, but today I only need one thing.
Behold, Scimitar of Destiny wielded by Blackbeard himself!
Not like butter knife from other sellers, this here real deal! Please, I'm in a rush, I just need a map to...
Magic jam of pig princess from distant kingdom. Moist and juicy can feed even most fat white woman for weeks.
Are you even listening to me?
Oh, no, need new companion. Shoulder parrot Maurice is best.
Enough! I was told to come here and get a map of the Island of Lost Souls.
I'm on a quest for the Heart of the Abyss and I need to get to that island before tomorrow's sunrise.
I don't want Princess Jam, I don't want weird giant penis-looking creatures, and I don't want any other fucking pieces of junk!
So do you have the map or not?
And that's not even a parrot, it's a pigeon. Sorry, didn't mean to shout. Got a little carried away.
Seeing little niece Wendlin, Grim mad because I neglect him for too long and he's starving from lack of good product. Lucky for him, he never can stray too far from Chop Chop's loving embrace. And we have map just for him.
Yeah, we've been selling those like hotcakes this month, actually. A lot of people wanted to get to the Heart of the Abyss.
Grim is VIP customer, so we gotta show him only the most trending products. I come back quick with something he'll really like, and I'll hand him the map in the meantime.
Chop Chop disappears through the balcony doors as Wenlin frantically starts rummaging behind the barrels.
Alright, let me figure out where we stashed those. Hope we didn't sell them all. Isn't today the last shot at that island thing?
Yeah, that's why I'm in a hurry.
Oh, that makes sense. Aha, found it! You're lucky, it was the last one. And because you're in the VIP club, I'll cut you a deal. This one's on the house.
You can also consider this a little apology for taking up your precious time. Oh, really? Thanks a bunch. That said, do you need a quick rundown of how to hit up the Island of Lost Souls? Special insider info for just 50 Eternals. Insider info, huh? Alright guys, we're gonna leave it here for now. Don't worry, we're gonna have the little 3-hour break and hopefully be hitting the island up next video. So alright guys, I will see you next time. I'm sorry it didn't happen when it was supposed to, but things happen. The weather's being weird, messing with my sinuses and shit, making me sleepy when I'm not. It's really crazy shit. So alright guys, I'll be back with the normal. Well, I'm not really sure what we're gonna do. I've got some ideas, but there's a few that I kind of want to go back to that we've been playing for a while on the channel. So we want to kind of go ahead and work with those. But all right guys, I will see you next time. I am out of here. That's a quick save. That's not what I want.